that.
As a brownie point.
It's not even that, bro. It's not even that. It's not even that, bro. It's we just gonna keep it real. We gonna keep it real. We live. Fuck it. Shout out to YouTube. We don't own the rights to this shit. Don't sue us. Young Money appreciation.
Look at him. Y'all see this nigga? Y'all see how enthused he is by this song? How excited he is to sing along?
Yeah, baby, welcome back.
I've been gone for a little minute.
Welcome back, man. Holiday, happy holidays to everybody. I know y'all ain't seen
happy
us since.
Happy Kwanzaa, happy Hanukkah, you know, happy Bar Mitzvahs.
Mm-hmm, all that day.
Happy Quinceañeras.
We ain't seen y'all since goddamn Thanksgiving.
You know?
Too much.
Yeah.
Too much has transpired. I don't even know who I am no more. We gonna get into that.
Hold on, wait.
We gonna get into that later. We gonna get into that later, man.
Yeah, we gonna get into that.
It's been too much.
Too much going on. We never talked about Gucci and Jeezy.
We never talked about that?
No.
Oh, y'all in for one today.
Yeah.
I ain't gonna hold you.
That was what we missed.
That's the last part. All right, fuck it. Since we taking them back to the timeline, we're gonna start there. You know what I'm saying? We ain't gonna take too much of y'all time on this because it's an old topic, but we still got to discuss it. Mm-hmm. Gucci versus Jeezy. You know what I'm saying? It's been a lot of mixed emotions, a lot of mixed, you know what I'm saying, opinions on who won the battle.
Right.
You know? Now, let's just start there with that word. That one word, battle.
Right.
This was a battle. Mm-hmm. Now, I understand this was on a versus platform. Where you supposed to play your biggest hits, hit for hit. You know what I'm saying? That's traditionally what that's for.
Yeah. That's what I was expecting going into this. You see what I'm saying? So, when I was watching it, like, I was like, damn, why Gucci didn't play this? Damn, why Gucci didn't play that? But the songs that he played was instrumental to the beef.
That's the point.
I'm playing
that's
all my beef songs. Fuck my hits. You see what I'm saying? If it had been a hit for hit, Gucci would have still won. You see what I'm saying? Because Gucci got endless fucking hits. You feel me? Endless. Like, nigga got over 100 mixtapes, bro.
Now, with that being said, right, with everything that you just said, that was my whole point.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? This was for the streets. This was for the streets. You know what I'm saying? This podcast right here was strictly for the street. I mean, not this pod, this battle.
This was a
street battle. We've been beefing for 15 years. You know what I'm saying? The fact that we can coincide on this stage is just saying enough for me. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. That's for the PC people. You know what I'm saying?
I'm sitting there. As soon as that motherfucker went live, I watched the live for at least an hour before the whole hour.
Yeah, they was on there for about an hour before they
even walked in. Because I knew just something was going to pop up. Yeah. I had to see it.
Yeah, all I seen was goons.
Room just filling up. I see motherfucking trench coats. I see hoodies. I see chinchillas and shit. I'm like, okay. Niggas walking in the room. You see what I'm saying? Why the fuck did Gucci Jeezy wear that jersey?
Alright, see, that's another thing. Okay, he wanted to take him back to 05 the whole night, right? We was going back to 05. If that's what you wanted to do, why didn't you keep that same energy? You knew what this man was going to come in there doing. When I say this man, I mean Gucci. You knew what Gucci was going to do coming in there. So why the fuck you ain't matched that intent? Now, I'm not saying y'all had to shoot it out or none of that. Nigga, y'all already came to the agreement to come on this stage and get money. So obviously, it's bigger than what it was. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But, nigga, if my first 2-3 songs out the gate is coming smack at you, You know what I'm saying? You got to do something about that, bro. If I punch you in your face three times straight, bro, what you going to do? If I just glass you and step back, you know what I'm saying? What you going to do?
Jeezy, I'm popping up.
You know what I'm saying? So it was like, bro, at some point, Jeezy, like, Jeezy, that's the, when it comes to the hits, see, yes, you might have won the hits factor.
Right.
But that's
because Gucci didn't play the hits.
Okay, right. You're right. That's because Gucci didn't play his hit. We didn't hear photo shoot. We didn't hear motherfucking Freaky Girl. We didn't hear Making Love to the Money.
Right.
We didn't hear Lemonade.
Yeah. It's a lot of shit we didn't hear.
But like, Jeezy fans, y'all got to be a little humble, bro.
Right, nigga took it easy on y'all.
Man definitely took it easy.
Nigga took it real light. You see what I'm saying? I'm spanking you with facts. I'm spanking you with straight diss songs. You see what I'm saying? Fuck the hits. We can do the hits another day. You see what I'm saying?
This is a funnel.
This episode, just like every episode,
is sponsored by, powered by Bust Down Tobaccos, Bust Down Funnel. You know what I'm saying? If you've been paying attention to the DMV, shit getting bigger and bigger, baby. Merch coming soon. A lot of people been asking about the hoodies. We got the sample hoodies out right now, but the actual hoodies will be on sale at the beginning of 2021. So be looking out for them in the next couple weeks in January. We're going to have the Bust Down hoodies. Just DM the page your size, you know what I'm saying, and what color you may want. We got the black ones out right now, but we definitely probably 9 times out of 10 is going to have a couple more colors.
Yeah, definitely going to have some colors.
In the hoodies, you know what I'm saying? I personally want a blue one and a red one myself. Yeah. But let's keep on this versus shit, right? Because there's a couple versus battles that we need that we might not get. You know what I'm saying? One, the main one that I want and I think the culture want that we probably not going to get, 50 versus Ja, bro.
50 and Ja?
50 yeah. versus Ja. You feel me? And I know... To all my quote-unquote street niggas, y'all automatically counting the boy Ja out, but...
Ja got hits.
Ja got too many hits.
Dumb. Ja ran that shit before 50 came.
Ja got too many hits.
You know what I'm saying? Ja ran that shit. I had to... Me and Lord Trey was talking about that shit the other day. I had to motherfucking... We was going through the hits. You see what I'm saying? I'm like, oh, bro, don't sleep on Ja. Don't sleep on Ja. I definitely want to see that, but that's probably the one that will never happen, ever. You see what I'm saying?
50? Why is 50 so petty, bro?
50 too petty, bro. That's just him. You see what I'm saying? If he wasn't being petty, it wouldn't be 50. You see what I'm saying?
I'm gonna give 50 some kudos a little later on in this podcast, right? Because he been doing a lot of shit outside of music. Mm. But that shit that he does outside of music makes me want to say, bro, why are you still being so petty?
Right.
Over some shit that happened damn near 30 years ago. Bro, you are super rich. you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You are super rich and shit that ain't got nothing to do with music.
Right. Nigga, you just dropped Kanan. The Kanan story.
For you one, see what I'm saying? Power Book 2, goddamn.
Power period. You feel me?
Motherfucking Full Life.
All your shit that you tag. You see what I'm saying?
Everything 50 Cent is on is a hit.
Right.
TV-wise, production-wise.
Right.
So, like, nigga, get your ass on this fucking Versus. Get a little... You both of y'all might end up with $1 million. Or somewhere close to $1 million for this one night.
$3 million. You see what I'm saying? But see, 50 don't want to get Ja no money. You see what I'm saying?
That's petty, bro.
Yeah.
That's real petty, bro.
I don't fuck with you, and I will never fuck with you.
All right. I understand that, but... This all I'm saying. This is my only point.
You don't need them.
If it's two niggas that been beefing for... 15 plus years, niggas done died behind this shit, but
guess
we can...
Guess what?
What?
You extended the olive branch. You was the one violating. You sent the nigga to kill me. I don't gotta do none of this shit. You see what I'm saying? You the one wanna squash the beef. You the one grew up, matured, and wanna turn over a new leaf, and I'm pretty sure you apologized. You see what I'm saying? I'm pretty sure that conversation was very humble on Jeezy's behalf to get this shit done. You see what I'm saying? And I respect Jeezy for growing and being where he at because that's what happens. You see what I'm saying? Shit that I was on 15 years ago, I'm not on no more. You feel me? You wanna still die on that hill, then cool. That's on you. You see what I'm saying? I'm letting it be known that I'm not on that hill no more.
I'm just saying that battle right there just gave niggas an example, especially in that peer group, that age group, that nigga. I understand what the fuck we went through.
Right.
But what I tell people all the time, bro.
podcast.
What I tell people all the time, in business, sometimes you got to get in bed with your enemies, bro.
Yeah.
To make something happened.
That's even in the streets. You see what I'm saying? Like certain beef. You see what I'm saying? We can't beef because we getting too much money. You see what I'm saying? They getting so much money and we getting so much money. Us beefing with each other is just going to fuck it up for everybody. You see what I'm saying? Kev, niggas got to stay on their side. I don't fuck with them niggas, but we not going to. You see what I'm saying? It's mutual. You feel me? Mutual respect. You see what I'm saying? I talk to their big homie. They big homie talk to me and we beefing. See what I'm saying? But he puts me on this shit. I done seen shit like that in the streets, bro.
Do you think in music, right? Do you think when we talking about artists to the stature of 50, Jeezy, Ja, Gucci Mane, you know what I'm saying? At some point, do the fans play a role in this shit? Like, I know
the fans
y'all been wanting this for 25 years.
The fans are controlling the narrative. At the end of the day, entertainers, well, I'm not even going to say entertainers. It's rappers. It's only rappers. It's not even R&B singers.
Only rappers.
So much. Rappers work for us. Rappers are slaves to the fans, bro. Rappers got to do what the fuck we say. You feel me? They got to do what the fuck we say. You see what I'm saying? Or we're not going to fuck with you. You feel me? You're nothing without the fans. So everything you're doing is trying to appease us.
Yeah. So, but if we telling 50, nigga, just do the battle. If Josh saying, fuck it, I'll do the battle.
But once 50 do the battle, what's the narrative going to be about 50? You see what I'm saying? He doesn't want to change the narrative.
That's what I don't like about
50. He doesn't want to change the narrative about
himself. That's not nigga, but that's what I don't like. You know what I'm saying? Because, bro, you've been doing this shit for 30 years. You know what I'm saying? It's two generations that don't know for real who the real 50 Cent is.
Right.
It's two generations under us that just know 50 from Power or Trolling.
Right, right, right.
You know? So it's like, I mean, 50, you know what it is, bro. You've been watching these battles. You do the verses, your numbers skyrocket. Right. Not saying that you need it. You don't need it at all. 50, but
50, he don't got no music or nothing like that either.
That's not the point. I'm talking about all your old shit.
Right, right.
Every time a nigga do a battle, your old music skyrocket.
I'm riding around. I still hear Jeezy to this day, niggas playing Jeezy. I ain't never heard niggas playing Jeezy before this.
I ain't heard so much old Gucci Mane since 2011.
Real live, bruh.
11.
Real live. Niggas is bumping that shit.
I've been hearing 06, 07 Gucci Mane like I'm back in Potomac.
Another versus that I want to see is Luda and Nelly.
That's a hell of a battle right there.
That might be the best one.
That's a hell of a battle.
That might be the championship.
Yeah. Who y'all got?
Who had a better run than either one of them two?
Luda or Nelly, y'all. Who y'all got?
Fuck with Country Boy Grammar.
Yeah.
Country Grammar.
Country Grammar. Southern Hospitality.
Southern Hospitality.
Southern Hospitality.
Hey,
man, that Country Grammar,
cool.
I don't know that one right there. That might be
50-50. Man, that would be one of the best battles because you got one nigga who came out the gate and went diamond.
Ain't no females battle yet?
Yeah, we had
Monica and Brandy.
Monica and Brandy. I think I might take.
They already battled.
They already did. That's
they already battled?
Yeah. And I'm going to keep it 100 about y'all. I don't know if I ever.
Who won that one? Monica.
They say Brandy, but I'm personally more of a Monica fan, bro. After listening to all them songs back to back.
Brandy ain't had that many jokes.
And this is the thing. Monica is like a bitch we would fuck with. You know what I'm saying?
Both of them.
That's like a real street bitch. She done fucked with some street niggas before. You know what I'm saying? You can hear it in that music. Monica didn't fuck with a couple street niggas before. You know what I'm saying? So she know how to deal with a street nigga.
Never wanna cause you no pain.
You know what I'm saying? She sound like a real ride or die bitch through her music.
I just wanna go back to being the same.
You know what I'm saying? She give you all that.
Wanna make things right.
One more question about the verses, right?
I got a little bitch telling me that right now.
I need who the fuck.
Wait. SZA and Summer Walker.
I got shit.
SZA and Summer Walker. You not even hip. I don't know, bro. I like SZA too. But Summer Walker got that shit, boy. Summer Walker got that shit.
It's that last album she just
put out. Yes, it's that last album, bro. That last album is crazy, bro. I don't know. I don't know. SZA might got, she pregnant though. She might got something in the tuck. I hope she got something.
Summer Walker pregnant too.
For real?
Yeah, with London Baby.
So who sits the president by? Southside?
Nah, Southside was fucking with Young Miami. And we sound like cackling hens right now. But yeah, Southside had a baby with Young Miami. And we the media, y'all, so that's the only reason we know this
shit. I
don't know,
yeah.
The only reason I know this
shit. I don't keep up too much. I keep up a little bit. I don't keep up too much with who these bitches fucking, but yeah, I do like SZA and I do love Summer Walker. Like, I love SZA.
I love Shot Clock. Like, baby, that bitch.
LMA.
That's my new favorite bitch right there.
Yeah.
She got
that shit.
Right now, she got Crusher, too.
Who the fuck, though, can... All right, would y'all think this would be a good battle? Gotti and Boosie? And if not, who could them two battle? I need to see both of them in a battle. I don't know if I want to see them battle each other. I definitely want to see Gotti in a battle.
Nah, I want to see Boosie against another artist like him. You see what I'm saying? He can't go against Webby. Like he can't go against Webby because him and Webby got too many songs together. But
yeah, somebody from that area.
Yeah, yeah. Somebody from that era.
Who?
But the only niggas that's left from his era.
Because Gucci was out.
He could battle Tip, but like, I really don't. I don't even know that.
Tip got too many hits.
That's the thing.
Got too many hits.
Tip went commercial. Boosie never went commercial.
Yeah, Boosie.
He gonna have the motherfucking.
When Tip songs come on, them Jones is gonna ring off. You see what I'm saying?
Ooh, you get to hear what you know about that. Yeah. Bring them out, yeah. Rubber band man. Bro.
Ronnie Rose, Tarn and Rose.
That shit gonna hit a little different.
T.I. got some. He got some hits. He got some big songs. You feel me? So you can't never sleep on Tip. I don't like Tip though.
For real. Gotti and Tip is a great battle. Bro, Gotti's catalog is so underrated.
Yeah,
he keep
Gotti
a hit.
I love every year. See, but you know what I don't like about Gotti? Gotti is an Instagram clout chaser.
Yeah, Instagram artist. He turned into an Instagram. Fab turned into Instagram.
Every song. You heard his new song?
It's a caption. No, I didn't.
It's the Done For Me.
Oh, yeah, the Jungle Brallo. Yeah,
the Jungle Brallo.
Yeah.
Bruh.
For me.
Before that, it was motherfucking...
you got to do something. Fuck it. Everybody wants to say it's for me.
That's
for me.
He does that every year.
Now, listen, though.
Take the Instagram, whatever the poppin', Fleek, down in the DM, whatever the fuck is going on the internet, he's going to make a song about it.
In his defense...
That's cheating.
He's an elder statesman in the game.
Yeah.
I'm an older nigga. That's just the nigga.
That's how he do
you know what I'm saying?
He definitely got features.
That's like the niggas around our way, mid-30s. And they just hear us say some shit. You know what I'm saying? I'm keeping in tune with... He just letting you know I'm in tune with the young niggas.
Yeah.
It's like, that's what Hov do. You know what I'm saying? Hov do that shit a lot in his career. Like, Jay-Z would say some shit like, damn, I didn't even know you was hip to that. You know what I'm saying? You just like, oh, the shit. How you know about that?
Young niggas still
you feel me? I don't like it when the younger artists do it. You know what I'm saying? I don't like when Moneybagg Yo do it. I'm just going to come out and say it. I fuck with Yo. I fuck with him as in real life.
And he's doing the Gotti blueprint. Whatever's popping on the internet, just make a song about that. Whatever the caption is.
He is Gotti artist. Now that you mention it.
Exactly.
Now that you mention it.
It's on Fleek. You feel me? Why do I keep saying that? But that's the shit that they be off, bruh. That's the shit that they be off. That's the only thing I don't like about that. I fuck with Gotti, though. I fuck with Gotti and I fuck with Moneybagg.
I need Gotti in a battle, bro. I don't know who he could battle. T.I. T.I. and Gotti would be a way better battle than people think. In my eyes.
I don't know.
In my eyes. Because it ain't nobody else. Really. Who else could battle? I really would have liked Gotti and 2 Chainz, but 2 Chainz already battled Rose.
Yeah.
You know, ain't nobody for Boosie to battle, bro. Ain't nobody in Boosie lane.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
It ain't no big street, big underground artist.
You know what I'm saying? Besides, it was Gucci, but he went,
Gucci bigger than Boosie, though.
Yeah.
Gucci
he went commercial, too, though.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
But he still had a trap. He still had a trap.
He was bigger than Boosie, but...
That's why he the cook Boosie, because he still had the trap.
So what else been going on, man? It's been a lot of shit been going on.
Yeah, definitely has.
A lot of parties.
Just cut Dwayne Haskins.
For my sports listeners, real he quick, we can get into it. I'm not gonna say too much.
Yes.
All I'm gonna say is, if you're a Washington fan, you should be happy right now. That nigga's gone. I don't even like mentioning his name. He's gone. We don't gotta worry about him. Alex, I hope you're ready to go. Number four. I don't even want to learn his name.
Call his ass Heineken.
Number four. You come in, he did what the fuck he's supposed to do.
Oh, yeah, yep, yep.
Call his ass Heineken.
See, like,
okay. All right, so, boom.
Y'all
let's get into the shits, for real. Motherfucking, I had a situation, you see what I'm saying, where I was trying to talk to this bitch, right?
Right.
On the gram, you see what I'm saying? I'm sliding in her DMs, you see what I'm saying, sending her hot eyes and shit like that. You feel me? End up, you see what I'm saying? Like, you know, the hot eyes, she's seeing them, she liking some of them, but you feel me? It ain't really getting me all the way in there. So now I'm like, man, I fuck it. She paying attention to me, so now let me go ahead, go in. What's up? Starting conversation and shit like that. Ask her, can I take her out? You see what I'm saying? Get her number. She said she was good. You see what I'm saying? Boom, boom, boom. Respectfully. Respectfully. Right. Okay, that's cool. You see what I'm saying? Week or two later, you feel me? See one of her friends in the club. You see what I'm saying? Trying to see what's up. You feel me? What's up? You see what I'm saying? Da, da, da. We rapping. She fucking with me. You feel me? Next day, oh, you try to talk to such and such. Da, 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 da. I mean, that shit was like, you see what I'm saying? I mean, I did, technically. But we ain't never talked. You see what I'm saying? She wasn't fucking with me. So, I mean, like, oh, I don't know. You see what I'm saying?
Pretty girls or
right,
something?
Right. So the other bitch must have told her, he was in my DMs, you see what I'm saying? He be in my DMs, da da da. Basically, that's what she said, you see what I'm saying? And I'm like, well, why the fuck do that shit matter if you wasn't fucking with me? You ain't give me your number, you see what I'm saying? You didn't let me take you out, I never fucked you, you see what I'm saying? It was like, you know, nothing went on. You feel me? Even if you show her the DMs, it's nothing, you see what I'm saying? Like, it's nothing between us. So why would you even say something? Why do bitches do that?
Because they ain't secret competition with each other. You know what I'm saying? It's an ego thing at that point. You feel me? I particularly don't like it because it's like, for one, I just ask y'all ladies, especially in this DMV area, you know what I'm saying? Ladies, I'm speaking to y'all right now. If you know you look good, and you know your friend, you know what I'm saying, she look good, she not bad, she not bad looking either. Do you not think if a nigga don't see y'all together, he wouldn't try to talk to both of y'all? You know what I'm saying? For one, that's just for one, and that's just for one.
Now.
And for two, let me finish my point.
Go ahead.
If you had you have no intentions on fucking with this nigga, why would you even care? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
If he's trying to fuck with your friend, if you don't want him.
Right.
Especially if your friend seeming like she fucking with him.
Right. Why block her blessings? I don't understand it. You see what I'm saying? Now, I'm not trying to knowingly talk to all bitches that hang together. You see what I'm saying? But it's a small world. You see what I'm saying? The DMV ain't that big. You feel me? A lot of us, we frequent the same places. You see what I'm saying? So I may see you on Instagram and then see your friend with one of my friends somewhere else. You see what I'm saying? In a function somewhere. And we linked up. You feel me? And we just vibing. You see what I'm saying? And, you know, me and you ain't never vibe. You see what I'm saying? I was on your line, but we ain't never vibe. Me and her, we vibing and we real life clicking. You see what I'm saying? Why would you feel like you gotta mention? You see what I'm saying? What's the information?
Man.
What purpose does you see what I'm saying? Does it serve? You feel me? Now I asked a few females, you know, and I done had females say that's just the unspoken rule, that's the girl code and this, that, and the third. Like, you know, how you gonna talk to me and talk to my friend? Lighter. How you gonna talk to me and talk to my friend? I'm like, nigga,
we didn't talk.
Right. You feel me? I'm single. I'm trying not to be single. You feel me? I'm fucking with single. Your DM, her DM, whoever. Once I get a bitch, I'm gone. I'm out the game. But I don't got no girl. You feel me?
And that's where I'm not even going to say men and women, because This is what people decipher.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Because if you flip it on the other side, if a girl in my DM, she in your DM, mm-hmm. if I don't want her, why the fuck would I say something? Even if I did want her, right? Even if I did want her.
Right.
Still ain't gonna say nothing.
If she fucking with you.
Now,
what?
We done been in that situation plenty of times. You see what I'm saying? Anytime it's a mutual female that we both want or we both on her line, it's just acknowledging it. You see what I'm saying? Yeah, I be in her DMs too.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? Kale, I'm trying to see what's up too. You feel me? She just
to be honest, with me, the cutoff point is fucking.
Right. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Once you the fuck the bitch, I ain't really, you see what I'm saying? But let's not act like niggas don't do the same thing. That's your girl, I fucked her. That's your girl, nigga, she go. Mm-hmm. I hit that bitch in the car. First night.
You
see what I'm saying? Quick to crush your dreams. Mm. Niggas definitely do that. Niggas do that all the time. Niggas do it to me. Niggas done it to me.
Niggas definitely do that.
You see what I'm saying?
All right, now here we go. You know what I'm saying?
What's the reason? Why I gotta step? Why I gotta let you know that I fucked your bitch?
See, that's some hating shit in my eyes. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Unless that's really your man and you just trying to let him know. You know what I'm saying? It depends on how you come about the shit.
Hold on. Time out. Because somebody said no woman should ever slide in a nigga DM. What girl does that? A woman who knows what she wants.
The fuck?
That's what
you
woman
think,
does.
Man,
a
woman don't
knows,
let
a bitch who knows what she wants.
Don't
she
sit here and let your friends lie to you.
To take it. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, girls be in niggas DMs all the
you
time.
I get a lot of, it's a lot of bold. And no offense, I'm saying this in the most respectful way, but it's a lot of ugly bitches that go at me on the regular.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying? And I be feeling like, you know, like, ugh, why? You see what I'm saying? Why can't the bitches I like be this bold? Why can't the bitches I like go this hard? You see what I'm saying? Right. You see something you like, you feel me? Yeah, you got to send the bad signal out. You feel me? Send a smoke signal or something. How I'm going to know? You feel me? How I'm going to know you
like,
want me?
Ladies,
if you don't say nothing, I mean, I see you. You see what I'm saying? I follow you. We follow each other. But how do I know you want me?
Because
you see what
I'm
saying?
All they going to do is they just going to like your pictures.
That's I like your pictures, too. I like everybody's pictures.
That's just the bad news signal for you to go ahead. It's okay for you to come in my DMs. If I go ahead and like a couple of your pics, more than two especially, oh, yeah, go ahead.
Oh, more than
see,
two.
You know what I'm saying?
But see,
and if I'm watching your shit.
I don't always take that as a go smack because you will follow me and come and like all of my pictures. I go and like all of your pictures. That's just because we liking each other's pictures.
What did I say in the summertime?
But
that's how it starts. You know what I'm saying? Now if she
sees
right, you know, I'm not telling you, you know what I'm saying? Now if she watching your shit every day, you know what I'm saying? If you get a couple reactions, then you good. You know what I'm saying? But some girls is go smack. I'm keeping it 100. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Bitch done went smack at me before.
Bitch been smacking me
told
at
me,
the club.
You know what
the other
I'm saying?
Day. She said, "Damn, you look good as shit. Let me buy you a drink." She was y'all like, and I was like, "I'm good. Thank you, sweetheart. I got a drink already though. I appreciate it, and I'm driving, so you know." She was like, "Yeah, shit, I got you next time." I was like, "Okay." You feel me? But she was very adamant. You see what I'm saying? Bitches be adamant. You see what I'm saying?
That should be scary.
It
when,
do
when
be
ugly
scary.
Ugly bitches be really be trying.
Bro, they go ham.
Me, I'm like,
give me that dick. You feel me? If you and my close friends, I don't know if anybody in my close friend, but I done posted some messages. You see what I'm saying? I done posted some DMs from these bold bitches. You feel me? Scary. It's scary. And I understand how women feel. I understand how women feel when you got unwanted
attention.
Yeah, I don't really like attention like that. That's why I keep my shades on all the time. I don't want motherfuckers in my face.
Ew.
You see what I'm saying?
Ew.
I'm a very low key nigga. Kill. I'm very low key. You see what I'm saying? I don't like, you feel me, all of that. Especially from bitches that I don't like. It makes me feel weird because it's like now I gotta carry you. I gotta get you off my dick somehow.
Even if I like you, that would make me not stop. That would make me, you know what I'm saying? Like, if you too on me, you too pressed, I'm not going to fuck with you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, that shit is a turn-off.
We
got to
go with the flow, man.
You know what I'm saying? That shit is definitely a turn-off. But then, like, it got to be mutual. You know what I'm saying? Everything got to be mutual. You feel me? Or damn near, I got to damn near like you a little bit more than you like me. To keep it 100. To keep me interested. Keep me on my toes. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, give me something to chase. Give me something to work towards. You feel me? I don't want it if it's that easy. You know? But I ain't trying to be running a marathon chasing you either. You feel me? Slow up. Jog a little bit. You see what I'm saying?
That's why I said damn near. You know what I'm saying? I got to still know in the back of my mind that, yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. That's why I just had to put some shit in perspective with a few bitches. You see what I'm saying? Christmas time that came around, motherfuckers asking for shit. I'm like, man, respectfully, what have you done to deserve anything from me? You see what I'm saying? I talk to you here and there, but we don't go out like that. You see what I'm saying? I don't be geeking the fuck all the time, you see what I'm saying? But we don't fuck, you feel me? We don't go out, you see what I'm saying? I can't even spend no time with you, you feel me? Sometimes I just want female company, you feel me? Want to lay up with a bitch and watch TV and get high. That's all I want to do, and we can't even do that. So it's Christmas time, and you coming to me like, oh, no. Because
she ain't getting nothing for Christmas. She been dying.
Yeah, you see what I'm saying? You can't get nothing. You got to earn it, you feel me? I feel you, but I fuck. You see what I'm saying? And I take care of all my bitches, you feel me? If we locked in, then you good. You see what I'm saying? The bitches who got something from me didn't have to ask. You see what I'm saying? Care.
Right about that.
Didn't have to ask. You feel me? But if you got to ask, that's because you know it might not be nothing for you. You trying to reassure your spat, reassure your gift, make sure you on the list. No, you're not. Sorry. You ain't work hard enough. You feel me? I can't recall something that made me want to do it. You know?
I lucked up and got a gift. I wasn't even expecting.
Kale.
That's crazy. You know what I'm saying? It be shit like that. People don't understand that. The little shit. I don't expect shit from nobody. I don't get shit from nobody.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So when you do little shit like that, you know what I'm saying? Shit. Damn. You know? What they saying?
They talking about, sliding in the DMs. Know me a nigga look good. Slide in my DMs.
Look here, man. We didn't been through this DM shit before.
If a nigga look good and you want him, how do he know you? You see what I'm saying? How do he know that? Gotta let it be known. Send me a hot eyes. You see what I'm saying? I like those.
Yeah, do y'all really not think?
Send me a kissy mouth.
Women don't go for what they want.
I like that.
You can send me the tongue, Joe. Let me know it's
pop. Women definitely go for what they want.
Send me a wave. I like, just let me know you interested.
You want to laugh at something?
We can go from there.
You know what I'm saying?
You can't take because shit genuinely be funny.
Right, bro.
You see what I'm saying?
But listen. This is... See, we done been through this already, but I understand there's new listeners. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
When I say this, right, it's all going through my timeline. You right. Feel me? You got to build a case. You know what I'm saying? When you talking about Instagram DMs with a female, it's never, right. You know what I'm saying? That's sliding in the DMs. You real life got to... You got a slither.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It ain't even slide no more. You got a slither. You know what I'm saying? You got to work your way in there.
Because
it's crowded in this bitch. It ain't no room.
Crowded.
You know what I'm saying? You got to work your way. You know what I'm saying? So we going a couple reactions.
Right.
Lead to some petty small talk. You know what I'm saying? You got to check the temperature. See what the fuck is really going on. Then you got to do your homework.
I got a question though. What if a bitch put you in her close friends?
I'm in a lot of close friends that I never asked to be in anybody's close friends, right? For one.
But what does
I'm in
that
a lot
mean?
Of unexpected close friends.
Hey, me too. I appreciate them.
Yeah, I appreciate all of them.
Except for the pointless ones.
Oh, man.
You see what I'm saying?
All right,
Since we on this, what's we gonna get back to the girls and the close friends? But what's the close? Yeah, right. What is close friends for? What are you posting on close friends? You see what I'm saying? I need to know this. What's the close friends for? What close is close friends used for?
For shit that you don't want the regular public to see.
What you think, E? I mean, that's a ballpark general answer. You see what I'm saying? Of course, I don't want everybody to see this. You see what I'm saying? But what is it? What is it that you don't want people to see? That ain't showing shit. That you look, you wondering why the fuck is this in your close friends?
Yeah.
You feel me? Why the fuck is your food in close friends? Why the fuck is motherfucking, you see what I'm saying? You at work in your close friends. On your lunch break in your close friends.
Shit should be popping in.
You feel me? Why the fuck are you posting memes in your close friends?
I mean, put it like this. It's different reasons, right? And I'm going to break it down.
Quote, motherfucker be for example, posting pointless shit. I'd be like, why
listen,
the fuck?
Bro, some people can't post shit because of their jobs. You know what I'm saying? Some people had they niggas or they significant others. Some people, you know what I'm saying, just don't want everybody in their business. You know what I'm saying? And these is the people that I fuck with. And some people just don't got time for this shit. You know what I'm saying? I can post something on my regular page and get 4 or 5 pointless ass DMs from bitches who just can't take a joke. You know what I'm saying? Or thinking some shit is about them. So I'm just post this on my close friends with everybody who
fuck
understands me.
Them.
You know what I'm saying? Is gonna laugh at the joke.
Fuck.
It is fuck them. But I don't wanna, you know what I'm saying? Fuck it. I don't even want y'all to see the shit.
If you know if the shoe fits, wear it. Ain't nobody say I was talking to you.
Close friends is just it's personal, bro. It's personal.
What he says
as personal as you want it to be.
Your food ain't personal. Dumb shit like that ain't personal.
Right.
You should be having some ass cheeks getting dressed, thongs or something.
Right.
Or doing some other shit. Getting out the shower or something. I don't
right.
know.
Right. I don't know.
I got the hood. I got the whole hood of my close friends. I got a couple females in my close friends. You know what I'm saying? And this is for us. It's not for everybody else.
Yeah, I get that. But
you know?
Yeah,
I post the shit.
Why everybody can't see us?
Because it's certain shit that I.
Why the motherfucking rest of the world can't see this? This is funny. This is a funny ass meme. You should share this joke with the world. You should share this song with the world. I don't understand why you hiding. Who the fuck is you hiding from?
I see. All right, now I feel attacked.
Our motherfuckers
now I feel attacked.
From.
And I'm gonna tell you. All right, look. I'm gonna tell you why, bro. Nah, and look. When you on
yes,
a professional,
my close friends is definitely vicious. It's exclusive. It gets popping in there once or twice a week. You said
on
like,
some
popping that motherfucker showing something
on some personal shit. You know what I'm saying? I mean, on some professional shit. Like when if I'm in quote unquote artist mode, right, bro? And I'm just listening to regular music. I'm not if I'm promoting my own music. I'm not gonna post another nigga song. You know,
why
saying
not?
The same.
You
date.
Like the song.
Because it's like, bruh, it's just. I'm telling you, it's basically perception. It's perception.
Let me ask you this, E. Do you like the fact that you could follow your favorite rapper on Instagram and you could see what the fuck he doing on a daily basis?
That's cool.
Right. Versus rather when you go to his page, it's just only shows, albums. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah,
you feel me?
Yeah.
I get to see you. In your hood, I get to see you
really
being
about.
Yourself.
See
I get
really
to see
about.
You. You see what I'm saying? Oh, this nigga can cook. You feel me? I get to see the real you, and it makes me fuck with you. Even I already fuck with you because I like your music. But now I get to see the real
see
you.
Who you are.
Now I feel like I know you. You see what I'm saying? Now I'm connected to you on another level, deeper than music. You feel me? Because I see you on a day to day basis. You feel me? The same way why we follow our favorite rappers and watch their stories every day. Watch they live every time they go live. You see what I'm saying? It's not because they in artist mode. You see what I'm saying? They being real niggas.
Man.
You feel me?
I don't really follow too many artists, though, bro. I don't. I see what you're saying 100%.
I see what you're saying
100%.
I don't follow rappers.
I really don't, though. You know what I'm saying? Like
You are a rapper, though. I'm just saying I'm a fan. You see what I'm saying? So I follow my favorite rappers. I follow people that I'm, you see what I'm saying? Entertained and influenced by. You feel me? And I like to see them doing more than their jobs.
Yeah, you
feel me? Because that's what this is for.
But right. And it's just like, I'm going to give you a blend of both. But at the same time, it depends on if I'm in like say if I'm in album mode. You feel me? Or if I just drop a new video, new song. You know what I'm saying? I'm giving you a day or two of just promotion. You feel me? And that's all you're going to get. You know what I'm saying? But that's not, of course, that's not all I'm doing. Rest of the shit, I'm just going to put on my close friends. You know what I'm saying? Other than that, I'm going to post shit daily. You know? I'm I'ma post my inspirational shit.
I'm the close friends.
I'ma post my simp shit.
If you got me in your close friends and you posting that bullshit, take me.
Nigga, right. You the reason why I've been posting shit on my public shit lately.
Get it popping. Get it popping.
The fuck?
You see what I'm saying? Let's get controversial. You see the shit I post. I go.
I'm not doing
ham,
that,
bro.
I'm not doing that, though.
I go.
See, this,
ham.
And that's the
that
thing.
Shit is fun.
See, that's the thing. This
it's
is what fun. I always try to say. You, I can't be you. You know what I'm saying? You can't be me. And you know that, but you still try to make me do shit. You know what I'm saying?
What?
You used to be me.
When?
2017, 18.
I had a girl. I was in a committed relationship. You see what I'm saying? And I didn't, you feel me? I was trying to stay in a committed relationship. I couldn't fuck with the gram. You see what I'm saying? Once I've been single since, what, 2018? It's been lit.
And how long I been single?
For a long time. And you hiding. You're hiding from the world.
Because I wasn't hiding at first. Now I got a stigma. You know what I'm saying? It's a stigma on me. It's a total lie. It's a fabricated, you know what I'm saying?
We're not going to get into that. We're not going to get into that because I can tell you why. But we're not going to get into that on the air. We're not going to get into that on the air. Close friends, police, if you're posting that bullshit, take me the fuck out. I don't want to see your food. You just post that shit on your record story. I'm trying to see.
I'm not posting food in my close friends.
I'm trying to see thirst. I'm thirsty.
I'm posting my kid. I'm posting me.
I'm thirsty.
You know what I'm saying? Y'all just want to be horny and y'all close friends. Why do y'all think close friends? Everybody think close friends are sex. Nah, I appreciate. Nah. I'm not gonna lie. I appreciate them close friends though.
Right.
The ones that I'm in, I appreciate y'all.
And you ain't even reciprocating energy. You a wild nigga. You feel me? Whoever got me and they close friends, you and mine, and we trade. You see what I'm saying? When it get active, when them green circles go off.
See, I
just told the bitch today, take me out of motherfucking close
like,
friends.
When you said I was hot, whoop de whoop at the Louvre function.
Mm-hmm.
What did I say? I didn't even know about the close friends. So that shit was see? Smack to the, you know what I'm saying, to the world.
This nigga got a whole stripper party on his fucking page.
Hey, everybody phone's going, who? Oh, wait. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's. See, hey, he got another man on live that got a whole girl. You know what I'm saying?
He with it, though. Time is life, so. Let's
he,
go, man.
He didn't know he was on air. He didn't know he was live.
See, that's the thing.
Nigga.
That's the thing. That's another thing.
I'm putting
it on my story. That's another thing. If you got niggas with you that's going to get in trouble, you feel me?
I ain't know that. Dude.
Right. See, that like, nigga got a nigga. You got to let me. Like, you seen when we post that shit the other day? I want a bitch that's going to beat me up and shit like that. If I get beat up, you see what I'm saying? It's because one of y'all niggas got me in trouble.
Cool.
One of y'all niggas is hot. You see what I'm saying? So you can record the function, just don't record me.
Gotcha.
You feel me? And niggas need to let it be known. If you know you're going to get in trouble, act like you're going to get in trouble, bruh. You feel me? I gotta go home. I gotta go home, bro. I can't stay.
I'm wild.
I can't stay out no more.
I'm just like wild.
Kill.
Because I be acting like I'm going to get in trouble and I have nobody to get in trouble.
That's the thing that blows me. You be so Nick. I be like, bro, what's wrong
Nick
with you?
Bro, I don't know why I do that, bro. I don't know why I do that.
Nigga want to get in trouble.
He wants somebody to put him, get him in trouble.
Nigga
like,
want to get in trouble.
Bro, I ain't had nobody kirking, you know what I'm saying? Like,
kirking in me, son. Kirking out. You can kirk, but you know when you really in trouble. You see what I'm saying?
Right. I don't want somebody to kirk on me and mean it, and I got to feel it. You know what I'm saying? I don't care if, you know what I'm saying, we not that. Bitch, shut up.
Right.
I'm not even listening to you.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? If I really like you and don't want to lose you, all right, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm scared.
Yeah,
you gotta put the fear of God in me.
I don't be hiding my kid from the world. I hide my world, the world from my kid, bro.
Man.
That's another reason why I be on close friends. I don't be wanting Lord Dalen on my page for real.
Man.
I don't, bro. And it ain't even because of me. It ain't even because of me, bro. It's just motherfuckers, bro. People be on some big, wild, weird shit, bro. And I don't be having time for that shit. Like, Not nothing that I done deal with. Actually, ain't nothing I done deal with for real. Yeah, because I just keep my mind on my close friends for real. Like, I don't be want nobody trying to worry about, oh, he and y'all. Nah, bro.
Bro, there's nothing wrong with taking care of your kid.
You right. You know what I'm saying? And the people that I fuck with know what's going on. And everybody else don't need to. Lord Dalen are my close friends every day. The fuck? I don't know what the fuck going on. Y'all see Lord Dalen when I want y'all to see him.
But
close friends, I don't be mad at the regular close friends.
I do.
Because I know why people do. You feel me? A lot of shit can't be seen on your regular page.
Damn, my eyes fucked up.
Motherfuckers be having jobs and shit. You can't be going up on your page, you know what I'm saying? You got a whole government job, bro.
Nigga, that's because you hiding from your girl. Y'all niggas be hiding from y'all girl on close friends. That's the thing. That's wrong with y'all niggas.
Close friends don't got to be no wild shit. That's just supposed to be the shit everybody not supposed to see. Exactly.
That's the wild
man.
Shit.
The wild shit.
That necessarily got. Man, I mean, yeah.
Before close friends, you see what I'm saying? Before close friends,
niggas was just posting. Listen, you're right. Now listen.
You were just posting.
You're right. It's for wild shit. But it's different categories of wild shit, bro. You know what I'm saying? I'm not posting. I'm not posting all this weed. Bro, you know how much weed I used to post on my page? It's hot.
Stop posting weed.
I don't do it no more.
You don't need close friends for that? Close friends is hot. Police watching that too.
Who? Y'all hot. You got the fans of your close friends, you hot.
The police watching that too.
Fuck you, man. If you got
the... be watching, niggas. Man, why is y'all following y'all ops?
Nigga, my ops can follow me.
Y'all niggas is weird.
The ops be on fake pages. They be on bitches' phones. Look, oh, you follow that nigga? Let me get on you. But come on now, bruh. Like, yeah, bruh.
You got to weed everything out. A lot of snakes to weed out, man. Keep the grass super low, slow.
Y'all niggas scared of the ops.
Hello.
Stop following your ops, man.
Hello.
What did he
say? I ain't read the. He know I ain't read the whole thing. He knew I ain't read that shit. I just seen that nigga say close friends. No,
niggas' page is public. Alright then. So if your page is public, then take what come with being public. You a public figure. Well, how you think these rap niggas feel? You don't think they ops watch them? You a rapper, ain't you?
Yeah.
Alright then. Fuck you hiding from the ops for?
Bruh, I'm not hiding from the ops.
Fuck you talking about?
It's just certain shit y'all don't need to see, bro.
We living on raps.
See?
No, we living on raps.
Man, look at it. All right. See, this is what I hate. I hate when he do this, y'all. Now I got to ask him a real nigga question.
Right, go ahead. Let it fly. So I'm going to post some.
So you
some shit in my close friend.
So you going. Yeah, so man, we live. Take me right? Out. We out here, right?
Take me out.
We out here, right? We out here, right?
Huh?
We out here.
Yeah.
What do Ben out here and putting that shit on Instagram get you?
What you mean?
What do it mean? What comes with that?
Nothing.
What comes with posting what the fuck you doing and how we moving? You know what I'm saying? Especially if you're some shit.
Are your posts directed towards the ops?
It's not. But it's just saying. That's not even about that.
So what are you talking about?
Nigga, it don't even got to be about no ops. If I'm posting what the fuck I'm doing all day long.
Nobody's telling
just so
you
people
to,
could be
to,
connected.
To incriminate yourself. Man, I'm telling you to post the same shit you was posting before they invented close friends. That's what I'm telling you. You feel me? Both y'all niggas' page was private. You feel me?
My page was never private.
No. Both y'all niggas' page was public, you feel me? Before,
close friends?
Yeah. So y'all had to live with that shit.
Look here, bro. Look here. If y'all want me to post some ass...
Nah, Mo, what's some... But niggas got ops, but niggas don't gotta follow them just for them to keep posting this shit, bro.
So why you worried about the ops? What do the ops got to do with your page? If you beefing, you supposed to be on point at all times.
You see what I'm saying? Ain't nobody telling you. Ain't nobody telling you. Ain't nobody telling you. Ain't nobody telling you to post your location and tell the ops to pull up on you. You feel me? I'm telling you to post the same shit you was posting. Post the same shit you was posting before they invented close friends. You feel me? You had ops this whole time. You had ops before close friends.
Bro, this shit got invented. Why can't use it? Why can't use it if it's invented?
Because you misusing it. Because you using it to hide. Instead of, you're not getting real on that motherfucker.
Like, I'm using this shit, bro. Like, come on, fool.
That's why that meme was invented. If you on the close friends posting motherfucking lamb chops and motherfucking you driving and shit.
Man, look here. I'm posting this on close friends because I'm with somebody I'm not supposed to be with.
I get that.
You know what I'm saying?
Now, if you hiding from your girl, you see what I'm saying? Or hiding from the bitch you fucking, I get that. I get the sneakiness.
Like, come on now. Stop acting like you really want to make niggas come out and say it.
I'm going to say it.
Just because they see everything. You feel me? Like, come on now, bro. Just like when he was talking about his son, bro. He don't gotta keep posting his son and shit, bro. Cause that's how niggas know your weakness. Niggas know that your son is your weakness, but they gonna keep saying that you always with your son. Ooh, this, that, this, that. All right, cool. We gonna find out where the fuck they at. Like, bro, niggas be on weird shit. You feel me? Yeah. Niggas done pulled up to my girl house because they knew that I was always at my girl house. You feel me? Like
right. Did they know that from Instagram or do they know that from beefing with you?
Nah, they just knew that.
You right, know what right, I mean? Right.
That's when I was, nah, and then on top of that, it probably was from Instagram. Cause I gave you the best when I used to post her all the time.
Right.
Stay all the time, you feel me? And that's when niggas knew that was my weakness. You hear me? Like, you feel me? I had one of the niggas.
So don't post your weakness, period. You shouldn't post your weeds public or private. Don't let me know your weakness. Now I know how I get you. Just in case we ever beef.
I can't use close friends and post that.
I'm saying, if we have a beef, I know your weakness now. Because I'm in your close friends. Why are you posing your weaknesses? Why are you exposing your heart? Why you got your heart on your sleeve?
I'm only putting good men in the close friends.
Right, but I'm saying, if something ever happened and we get the beefing, I know how to get you. Right, right. But what I'm saying is, I'm not posting my weaknesses, period. Nobody would know that. That's not nothing for nobody to know.
Sometimes a nigga just be wanting to post their family and shit, bro.
Well, post your family then. Don't hide it.
Nigga, why do I gotta show the world my family, bro?
What's the point of posting it, bro? What's the point? Who you trying to show?
The people that I fuck with. Yes, nigga. Why?
Why do we care? We already know you got family. We know you got family. Why the fuck you wanna hide that from everybody who don't know what you doing?
You posting your family?
Bro, it's there for a reason, though, bro.
Right, it's there to get real.
This is who I want to see.
We getting real on that motherfucker. We getting real on that motherfucker. You see what the fuck going on them close friends? You know what the fuck going on them green circles pop up?
I mean, it don't be you know shit. Some joints, but nine times out of ten, it's nothing, bro. Man, you might be posting your some ass or something real quick.
Right. You ain't posting that.
Like, man, that's... Man, that's the same shit that's on regular pages, bro.
Man, ain't no porno going on. Ain't no big wild crazy shit.
You got many of your close friends. You ain't about to post no big wild.
I don't got no niggas in my close friends. I ain't got no niggas in my close friends. It's all bitches in my close friends.
What you mean?
I said never. You never seen a close friends post. Never.
So you don't post them little memes and little.
Never post nothing but my sack. In close friend.
Oh, I thought I was in your close friend.
Mm-mm. I mean your close friend.
You a freaky ass nigga.
I'm in freaky bitches close friend.
Niggas don't want to be all the type time you are.
Right. I'm just reciprocating energy for the bitch that got me and they close friends. That's what I'm using it for. Huh?
That's bitches though. The bitches be doing anything.
Right, but they got me and they close friends. It's like we trading. We sharing. I'm stripping for them. They stripping for me. I'm just saying. So, what type of time are you on? If you on Instagram time, be on Instagram time. Don't post none of that hot shit, period. Don't post it in close friends, because the police see that too.
No, y'all niggas got the feds and y'all close friends.
Nigga, the feds work with Instagram.
I never knew I had the DC police in my close friends, bro.
Shit. Ask. If they want to see your close friends, they going to see it.
And you know that. And you know that. And you know that if they want to see it, they'll see it. I'll send you the articles. Mm. You know it too.
I guess.
You ain't missing nothing.
I'm the close friends police. Y'all niggas getting fined. If I see a plate or a motherfucking blunt or anything, y'all niggas is getting fined $10. I'm requesting it from Cash App and Apple Pay. Okay, I'ma holler at you, bro.
Real D-Dog.
But yeah, man. Y'all niggas is weird.
Man, okay, bro. You ain't really missing shit in my close friend.
Duh.
And I don't give a fuck about yours.
Duh.
You know.
I want you in my close friend.
I respect the people that got me in theirs. I don't care what y'all do. You know what I'm saying?
I'm just reciprocating energy.
Some people not. You feel me?
You feel
me? But it's like...
Throw that. If I see that green
I'm in some close friends. But it's like, how did I get here?
That's what I'm saying. Okay, back to that. Back to that. Do we got some ladies in here? Back to that. Oh, no. Because I'm trying to figure out, what do it mean, you feel me?
When you put me in
your close friends, if you getting real.
If
you and that joint getting real, what do that mean? Is that, you see what I'm saying?
Please answer that one.
That's what I want to know. That's what I'm befuddled about that. I'm confused. I don't know whether to sit back and enjoy the show or is this a smoke signal, this a bat signal? I don't know. Let me know. Somebody, anybody.
Right.
Say something.
Anybody but a dead body.
I'm with some close friends. And this I think you know what I'm saying? I don't know how I got here.
Yeah.
I never even DM'd you. You know what I'm saying?
This is a Q&A.
The hell? And then, it's like, I mean, some bitches got close friends when they trying to motherfucking promote their OnlyFans links and shit.
Yeah.
I understand that.
But in my bio, it says I don't buy pictures and videos.
Yeah.
So, if you paid attention, if you could read, you feel me?
They don't. Nobody reads anymore. That's the sad thing.
Right. That's why that's the only thing in my bio. I took everything out but that. You see what I'm saying?
You sending me them bio-ass jokes.
Okay. Motherfuckers be sending me motherfucking. Ever since I said, don't invite me to no more stripper parties, I'm getting all these motherfucking stripper invitations and shit like that. What the fuck did I just say? I'm broke, I'm skinny, and I ain't got it. Real lie. I'm broke, I'm skinny, and I ain't got it, man. Not for that. I hate going home broke, drunk, and horny.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, me too.
That's the worst. That's the worst. Especially when you broke. When you done spent a little bit of money in that motherfucker.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that.
Then you gotta go different. Buy something, or you gotta pay a bill, or the bitch you is fucking ask you for some money. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. Mm. Oh, my God. You better not go to the motherfucking strip anything. You feel me? And then your bitch asks you for some money.
Mm.
That's the worst feeling in the world. I don't know about anybody else, but that shit, oh, man. I hate myself more than anything after some shit like that, bro.
Yeah, man.
Real loud. That shit disgusts me, bro. I be disgusted with myself, bro. I real loud be disgusted with myself. Paying for it. You feel me?
You feel it,
real live. Then I'm trying to real live have a conversation with you after the shit and it ain't nothing going on. You feel me? You was damn near making love to me.
Thing is,
4-5 songs.
Thing is, bro, I
said I was going to spend $50. I spent $150.
I done been in this.
Right. What the fuck? You see what I'm saying? Your bitch need $50. Your bitch need $100.
I've been in the strip club culture, you know what I'm saying, for a long time.
Oh, my God. That shit hurts.
I didn't move through this culture for a minute, right? The strip club culture.
You
know what I'm saying? I done been.
Oh, I didn't.
You know what I'm saying? I done been. What you talking about? See, but now it's like, I know how to move, bro. Like, I real life for some reason. I'm like a stripper whisperer. You know? I don't know. Strippers be venting to me. We cool, you know what I'm saying? Help them get through their problems. We get through our problems, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know what it is. I done been there. I should do a show, you know what I'm saying? Behind the scenes of club shit, period. You know?
Right.
I done work behind the bar. You know what I'm saying? I see what goes on behind the poles. You feel me? In the locker rooms.
Locker rooms.
I get the stories. Locker, you know, room
confessionals. Oh my God.
That's what I am.
A reality TV show.
You know? So it's just like
locker room confessionals.
I could teach a nigga, you know what I'm saying, how to move through a stripper party and still go home with money in his pocket. It ain't hard. Definitely. You know what I'm saying? It ain't hard.
It ain't, but
you feel me? But it's like you gotta go in there with a limit. It's like the casino. It's just like going to the casino.
And every time you go in there with a limit, you always spend more. Man, unless you don't bring your card or your money. You feel me? That's the only way. If you walk in there with only that $40-$50. I left my money at home. I left my card at home. That's the only way.
I done walked in a couple times with some bread. I'm not spending shit.
If it's a show, you see what I'm saying? If they in there and they doing that motherfucker,
I
can't help it. I'm an ass man. I can't help it. You get the left doing that shit to me.
That's what you here for.
You can't interact with the bitches without
Bitches walking up
to us at the party. Where y'all ones at? Where your ones at? Every 15 minutes. Where your ones at? Where y'all money at? Y'all out of money? Y'all money gone? What? Bitch, leave me alone. I'm having a fucking conversation. The fuck? You keep coming over here asking me for money. Did I ask you for a dance?
You see a light.
Damn. That shit, man.
But did you spend your money?
Yes. Reluctantly.
Hey, y'all, don't let this nigga lie to y'all.
Reluctantly. I was throwing money.
You threw some money.
Exactly. And I didn't want to throw nothing. It don't matter.
Look at this nigga. Hold up, y'all. Hold up, Instagram. Look at this nigga.
Listen.
Gold chain, Yeezys. Stunning shades on. How much money did you spend?
It don't matter. Did I get some ass? No. You feel me?
The nigga spent like $30 at best.
Exactly. Exactly. That was $30 I didn't want to spend.
He keep acting like he got hit. Don't invite me to no more parties. Bruh. I'm fucked up. I'm broke. I'm like, nigga, what are you?
Nigga, I spent $40 to get there.
You made money in that party, too.
I better have made money in that motherfucking party.
This nigga broke even.
I better have made money in that motherfucking party. No, the whole kill is the bitches was blowing me because they wasn't working for the money, bruh.
They was asking for it.
Yes. They wasn't doing shit, bruh. I done had better shows at the fucking Go-Go. Real live. I done seen better dancing, better ass clapping at the Go-Go than at that fucking party.
You probably end up spending the same amount of money, though, with them drinks.
I enjoyed myself. I had fun. I wasn't upset. You feel me?
You got the hill you
wanted to hit. I didn't even get no ass that night either. You see what I'm saying? I'm going fuck after the club all the time. You see what I'm saying? But guess what? I enjoy myself. You feel me? I'm not mad at that $70.
You was mad at the night?
I'm mad at everything. I'm mad at the whole night. The party wasn't fun. You see what I'm saying? I didn't want to spend no money. Ended up spending it anyway. You feel me? Just because I was peer pressured.
This nigga, man.
That's why I said don't invite me.
Nigga spent $30, yo.
Fuck that.
I ain't never seen a nigga get mad at spending $30 and he made money at the party. Man. Nigga so bust down and some more shit at the party.
Listen, fuck that.
I'm like, bro.
I better have made some motherfucking
money. Like, all in all, you went up there for free.
Kinda.
Why are you so mad?
No.
Yes, bro.
Yeah, kinda.
Yes. You basically went up there for free.
I was mad at the shuttle. It was cold as shit. I was mad that we got there and we had to wait outside. I was mad at the false advertisement of the pool party. You feel me? It wasn't nobody in the pool. You see what I'm saying? Then we had to smoke at.
They was in the pool when we first got there. It got so fucking smoky in that bitch. Nobody, I'd have been scared for anybody to get in the pool, bro.
Yeah, you couldn't see.
It was so fucking smoky in that pool room.
Yeah.
You couldn't see shit, let alone barely hear shit. And everybody was drunk.
Fuck it. Like I said, ain't with the
thing
shit.
Is, I know you mad because I expected way more exactly. from that night.
Exactly.
So I know you pissed, and exactly. I don't really be tripping.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
That's I'm not mad, but I definitely expected more from that night.
Yeah,
you feel me?
They wasn't on shit,
bro. Nobody jokes. I'm like, ain't nobody go to this joke?
They wasn't on shit, bro. They wasn't on shit in that joke, bro. Like, bitches sitting there, walk up to you, then just turn around, and it wasn't no pole, wasn't no floor work. You see what I'm saying? Wasn't
real
nothing going
like
on,
club.
Bro.
That shit really reminded me of a stadium. Like, it just looked like a lounge.
It looked like a motherfucking, the old house party. Remember the old house party where we used to freak on the wall, y'all? It was one of them. You feel me? Except you was paying to get freaked on the wall.
Nah, it looked a little bit way more better than it was food. And
it was shit. I'd have been to a motherfucker. It used to be food at Donnie's house.
It was little sections and shit.
Man. You feel me?
Sheets and all that.
It was a grown up house party that you was paying for the dances.
Pool party too.
It wasn't no pool party.
It was a pool party.
It was not a pool party.
Pool party.
Because they was in the pool when we first got there. This nigga slicing.
It was three bitches in the pool taking pictures.
We got there 3 hours late.
No, we didn't.
What time we get there?
The party started at 12. We got there at like 12 something. We left here.
The party started at 10. We got there like 12.
Yeah, it did start at 10. But yeah. The bitches got there when we got there. The strippers got there when we got there.
Yeah, nigga, they was in the pool. I was looking
it was,
at them
it
in
was
the
like
room.
Three in the pool, but all the bitches that had bags when we was getting on the shuttle.
It was like two.
Nigga, it was like five, six strippers. Bitches. When we was standing in the line to get in, all them bitches who was going to the front with them bags, those were I seen them in there dancing. And they was all weak as shit.
Yeah, they were.
They was all weak as shit. Like 15 weak ass bitches. Yeah. Keep asking me for money.
It was only a couple, y'all.
That shit blew the shit out of me, man.
Yeah, out of 20 bitches, it probably was only about four.
Yeah, four. Yeah, and some of them wasn't even dancing. They was doing bottle service and shit.
Mm-hmm.
The fuck? That shit blew me, man.
This nigga's so bad.
That shit blew
he
me.
Mad
bro.
At it,
I done had better.
You ain't nasty,
better
dude,
dances. You bro. Done seen my team.
I know, bro, but
you done
just,
seen Club One.
It goes to show that you are a nasty
I'm
dude.
I'm a nasty
bro.
Dude, man. I'm a nasty dude, and if I'm paying for it, I'm trying to enjoy it.
I wanna
be able to do whatever. I'm telling Los, pull that bitch titties out. You over there throwing all that fucking money, that bitch barely clapping her
now,
fucking
if
ass.
If you was Los, I would understand you being pissed right now. That nigga blew
Los
a bag.
Los definitely blew
he
a bag.
He blew a bag.
I was mad
bro.
At Los. I'm like, Los, stop throwing money. If you don't pull this bitch titties out, I'm about to pull them out. And I ain't throw a dollar at that bitch. I'm about to pull the bitch titties out, bro. She ain't what? She ain't even doing nothing. Why you man? Kick that bitch in her head. That shit blew me, y'all. I ain't gonna hold you. Damn.
Yeah, man. I jot like ain't even been no sense.
Let me see. Let me see if I can, if I can do some.
I ain't even been no sense, man. To be honest.
I ain't even gonna motherfucking do it.
I forgot what we did there.
You know how you put the motherfucking videos up? Mm-hmm. Why you gonna lie? I done got motherfucking.
Go
nah, I ain't gonna do it.
Man. See, that's the thing. He'll tell a nigga like me to do it. Go, bro,
hey,
be
go
you. Lay your truth, bruh.
Go out.
They wanna see the real you.
I ain't gonna credit. You can see the real me, but I can't incriminate nobody else.
They wanna see the real you. What? Then you shouldn't have posted on Instagram anyway.
I ain't posted. That's the thing.
I don't know. Man, look at
kept it in the archives.
Now we archive shit.
It's either you gonna post it. If you gonna post it, post it. That's what I'm saying.
If
you ain't gonna post
up.
It.
Dirty game.
If you see, ain't now, gonna post it.
I am glad though that we went to that party.
Right.
That just totally switched my B-Day plans. You know what I'm saying?
Oh my
stripper
God.
Shit is done.
Oh, thank God. Hey.
It's done. We not gonna waste time.
Hey,
money.
I've been telling this nigga, man. We not no.
No, we not doing it. You know what I'm saying?
No.
I mean, it was only cause you feel me, the nigga turned 30. We was gonna try to it ain't shit else we could do, but no. We not going, you know what I'm saying?
So
we not
doing?
Going to basically the same thing baby did.
What's the baby
her birthday.
Who? with a baby.
When you was MVP. Oh. Hey, you know what I'm saying? We gonna have one of them nights.
That's what I need to talk about. If you don't remember, nope, not even that. Let me get my question first.
Y'all don't know who this is. This is Lil E. He been sitting in on the pod. My man been in that back seat. Has hair giving this input.
Niggas out here locking doors and shit.
Yeah, man. Hey. Shit.
Huh? Oh, yeah, man. You got to talk about it. It's a podcast. You know who he is.
It's a deeper, darker criminal link to that shit. It's a deeper, darker criminal link. I don't even want to do it. Y'all go ahead.
No, we're going to save that for another pod.
That's like a whole session.
We're
like
going to save that
like
for another pod. We already, we like an hour and a half in. We're going to save that one for another pod, man.
Topic. Right. Like a whole topic.
But we can have a conversation.
That's a whole topic.
We could definitely have a conversation. You feel me?
It's a whole topic.
On it. But that's just, that's a whole nother podcast right there, y'all, because
this nigga want to.
Who am I?
Lizzie, the situation, right? I know what you're going to do. You want to manipulate.
I'm just the messenger, bro. I'm just the messenger, bro. I'm speaking my truth, bro. You want me to live my truth?
Go ahead.
I can't, bro, because my life is whack. But yeah, you know what I'm saying? We're going to save that for another podcast. Mm-hmm. Back to the matter, hey. Christmas was cool. New Year's.
Yeah, man. New Year's is on the way.
I don't know what y'all expecting. A lot of shit about to change, too. We got to have a lot of changes coming up next year for this pod, for this funnel shit, for the merch. Like I said, the merch coming soon. We'll have that merch to y'all definitely in January. You know what I'm saying? Sometime in January, the first line going to come out.
If your close friends ain't lit, don't add me.
You can add me, you know what I'm saying?
Why?
Because I appreciate, you know what I'm saying? It's like when, you know, when somebody vent to you.
Yeah.
It's like you might not like it, but you respect it enough for you to open up to me. You know what I'm saying? This ain't no shit that you would tell too many people.
Right.
You feel me? And that's kind of what close friends is, bro. I don't want to share this with everybody.
That's your diary.
Nah, it's just.
That's your Insta diary.
I'm not hiding my kid from the world. I'm hiding the world from my kid, bro.
Yeah, niggas, man. Now I keep on trying to use the kids as collateral.
But yeah, man, I need somebody to DM the page. Y'all can be anonymous. Use your burner pages, lady. I don't care if y'all use your fake pages. Just, what does it mean when you end them close friends? You know what I'm saying? Because I'm in a lot.
Yeah. And then, see,
some I know why I'm there, and some I don't. You feel me?
Right.
But yeah, man, we're going to go ahead and wrap it up. This has been a cool little pod. Definitely gonna have a pod 2 coming soon. We'll holler at y'all. Yeah.